In 2008, the state began lowering how much it pays doctors and hospitals for treating low-income Medicaid patients. The move was made to help shore up state finances during the recession. But Scott O'Connell, an attorney representing the hospitals, says the state skipped a step. He says federal law is clear. New Hampshire must first consider whether lower rates will limit patients' abilities to get treatment.
What the state has done that's a problem is they passed a law that says they can change the reimbursement structure without thinking about those federal requirements and just to balance the budget.
The state argues hospitals don't have any standing to make this claim. Noting lavish executive salaries and high-priced expansion projects, the state says hospitals have the money to continue providing services to the poor. For NHPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein.